Thank you all so much for coming. I know it's the end of the day. I'm very impressed that everybody's still here. But I think it was very worth your time because today we have got some of the legends of trauma here. You will recognize everybody that comes up. Combined, the experience that they have really is just unbelievable. And so it's going to be a fantastic session. We're having a little bit of an AV issue right now, but I think we'll be able to work our way through it. What I'm going to ask is that everybody holds their questions until the end. And if we don't get to it because of what's happening, we will make sure that we'll all hang out here for just a little bit to make sure that all of your questions are answered. And so we're going to have five talks today. They're all going to be 15 minutes each. And it is really my pleasure to bring my co-moderator, Professor DeGiannis, up here. He, as probably everybody knows, is an extremely well-known trauma surgeon from South Africa, a very good friend. I think the last time we met, we were having a glass of wine in Istanbul. And a wonderful person and a perfect person to be moderating alongside with me. He's a professor emeritus and a trauma surgeon at the Mill Park Hospital Academic Trauma Unit. This is at the University of Witwatersrand Medical School, and that's in Johannesburg, South Africa. He really is a tremendous person, and if I could please welcome him up here to moderate the session, Professor DeGiannis.
Thank you very much. A great honor to moderate, to co-moderate a session like that, because when I started doing trauma in 1990, I was reading about all these doctors, people, and I really could never think that I would have been in a position to be with them one day and listen to them. So I would like to start with Professor Dr. Gene Moore, who is a distinguished professor of surgery at the University of Colorado. He's the editor of Journal of Trauma. He's going to talk to us about popliteal artery injuries. Thank you, Dr. Moore.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much. Dr. Nama's put us on a tight schedule, so we'll proceed directly. My chore was to review access to popliteal vessels. I have some research interests, as you can see here, nothing which I think is relevant to this discussion. I'll start out with some general principles, which will be shared by my colleagues, I'm sure, but ones I think are important for all of us to recall as we approach the operating room with a major vascular injury. Bring your anatomy book to the OR. I can assure you it saved me many times. Talk about the pros and cons of access with your team. We talk about this teamwork, but really, the chief resident and the attending surgeon have to have a conversation before you enter that room about what you're gonna do, why you're gonna do it. Anticipate the need for greater saphenous vein harvest, particularly with this popliteal. Of course, external skeletal fixation may be critical for dislocations. Shunt first if there's prolonged ischemia. Let the orthopedics wait while you place the shunt. Identify the tibial nerve no matter what approach you use. Prioritize proximal control and obtain distal control before you enter the hematoma. Now, there are four primary options for popliteal artery injury exposure, and I'll go through these all briefly. The medial single incision for direct reconstruction, the medial two incision for bypass, the posterior incision for direct reconstruction, and then the lateral, which is largely used for extra anatomic bypass indications. The medial single, I would argue, is a standard. And that approach includes the conjoining the infra and supraclavicular or genicular approaches to the popliteal fossa. Now I'm going to use some of my colleagues' pictures here. Dr. Nava and Dr. Dimitriadis have this beautiful text on anatomic approach to vascular issues, and I'm going to use some of their drawings, hopefully with their permission. But I'll start off with step one with a standard medial approach is the incision. And with all these vascular encounters, it's important to use a large incision. This is not minimally invasive surgery. The incision has to be large, well beyond what you believe is going to be the necessary confines. In making the incision with the popliteal access medially, it's important to recognize the location of the greater saphenous vein and spare it, particularly with patients who may have associated popliteal venous injury. And that's begun high in the left thigh, between the depression of the vastus medialis and the sartorius, and carried across the joint into the lower leg. Now, the next important aspect of this is, once this incision, the soft tissues are divided, is to dissect the pes anserans and divide the associated sartorius, gracilis, and semitendinosus tendon. These traverse this important area to access the popliteal fossa. And I think it's important to label these as you transect these various devices. So when you go to close and the patient and you're tired, you don't have to search for the ends and guess which matches the other. On the bottom right, you'll see there are various ways to reconstruct tendons and muscles. And I would review this with your orthopedic surgeons to decide what you believe is the best way to approach it. Once the muscles and tendons are divided, then the popliteal artery should be exposed. And it's important to recognize that in general, the vein covers the popliteal artery in most of the course, and certainly there are branches that need to be transected to fully access the popliteal artery. And again, it's important to recognize that during dissection, the tibial nerve is in proximity, and that should be identified and maintained in a vessel loop to avoid injury. So in sum, the medial incision, which I would argue is a standard approach to popliteal, includes the skin incision with preservation of the greater saphenous, division of the sartorius gracilis and semitendinosus tendon, and then identification of the popliteal artery with care to avoid injury to the vein and nerve. And of course, this incision is often carried into a four-compartment fasciotomy when you're completed with the vascular reconstruction. Now, the medial two incisions is done for bypass, and that is either using autologous vein or Gore-Tex, in which you bypass this vessel. Now, in pondering this, I said to myself, geez, I never remember ever having done this. And why would I bypass this when I can simply cut a couple tendons and access and directly approach the vessel? Well, sadly enough, as I was reviewing my slides for this, here pops up an example. Now, why I did this, I have no clue. And how the patient did, I had no clue. But clearly, you can see the shunt has gone from the supra to the infrajunicular areas. Nonetheless, the two incision is simply what we do with the one, except you make a proximal incision in the sartorius vastus pocket, carry it distally, and isolate the vessel as described in the standard medial approach. Now, perhaps the most controversial, and I believe perhaps underutilized, is a posterior approach to the popliteal artery in the fossa. The indications of this, I remain, I think, very confusing, and I doubt we have a good prescription for you, but fundamentally, these are ideal for penetrating wounds in which you're confident of the location of the injury, and an occasional dislocation as shown in the far right of an angiogram that confirms a transection at the level of the joint. The incision is curvilinear, as you note, and carries yourself directly into the popliteal fossa. The first structure actually identified, which is important to recognize, is a lesser saphenous vein that will take you directly into the popliteal vein. It's important to remember that the lesser saphenous vein may in fact be a useful conduit. So not only should we preserve it for venous return, but also as a potential alternative route in the event our greater saphenous is not ideal for this scenario. Once in the popliteal space, then again, it's important to isolate your key structures, the tibial nerve being much more proximal to the injury here, and then dividing again the crossing veins and accessing the artery directly. The final approach is the lateral to the popliteal artery. Frankly, I've never done this, but we all have alternative routes in which we need to do extra anatomic approach, particularly with infections and perhaps devastating injuries to associated structures. This is done by making a lateral incision. In this case, it's important to mobilize the nerve off the fibula, both the superficial and deep, and to transect the bone and then again isolate the artery between the vein and the nerves. So in summary, the four options for popliteal arterial exposure include the medial single incision, which I'd argue is currently the standard for direct reconstruction, the medial two for bypass, which may be alternative in patients whom you feel a bypass may be more expedient. The posterior probably should be used more commonly, provides direct access with a lot less dissection with the associated orthopedic structures. And then finally, the lateral for extra anatomic bypass. Thank you very much for your attention.